Talking today with John Weir. He's a fire ecologist at Oklahoma State University. And man, I tell you what, we just got the latest drought condition report and things do not look good right now.
No, it doesn't. It just keeps getting worse every day, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And especially when we have, you know, these high winds. Of course, Oklahoma is always known for having, you know, the winds sweeping down the plain. But talk to us a little bit about what happens when we have really, really high fire danger and really, really high winds and why that's so dangerous.
Yeah. So from all the work, the winds are the biggest driving factor of all wildfires. You know, you can look at dry conditions just make the things even worse. But if you look at all the large fires, it all has to do with high wind days. That's the number one factor by far that impacts wildfires as well as size of those wildfires.
So what do people need to be doing? Do you need to clear out these dangerous areas, or what's the protocol? Like, what can we do to help?
Yeah. So what we need to do, again, it's like, you know, like Ben Franklin said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So we need to be thinking about this long before that fire is coming towards your property, your barns, your home, your livestock. So you need to be thinking about it and you need to be prepping for it. And so some things that you can do to get ready for it. And, you know, this needs to be done every year because Oklahoma, we have a wildfire season every year. You know, every year when everything goes dormant and goes dry during that winter months from December to about the end of March, that's wildfire season. And so things you need to think about, especially around the home, keep everything mowed short. Keep it all cleaned up, picked up. You know, don't stack flammable materials on your porch or right next to your house where it could get up into the eave or anything like that. So like your firewood, keep it a little ways from, keep it 10, 15, 20 feet away from the house. I know it's easy to go get it off the back porch, but, you know, think about if embers get in there blown in from a wildfire and it starts that log pile on fire, what could it possibly do to the house? So those are things to think about. Also, again, clean up leaves and stuff around the house that could be flammable. Also, if you have any kind of flammable trees, you either need to remove them or you at least need to prune them up about 6 foot. So there's no fuel all the way down on the ground so that when the fire comes in, it's going to carry up into that tree and then possibly carry up into your home.
Now, I know a lot of, you know, folks that live in the country and producers are prone to like burning their trash, but that's obviously a no-go during this fire danger season, correct?
That is correct. Yep. And, you know, the problem with burning anything, and it's just like brush piles, anything like that. You know, this is not the time of year to be doing that. Even if we weren't in this drought condition, you know, this is not the time of year. The time to do that's, you know, May, June, in that time frame. But yeah, you need to definitely be careful with all the embers, all your fire that you're working with, thinking about welding, anything that could create, you know, some type of ignition source. We need to think about it and plan it appropriately so that we don't have any kind of problems that we have to deal with. You know, it's the same thing, you know, out in our outbuildings and our equipment, you know, again, make sure that stuff is, you know, cleaned up around those barns and stuff. And it's also good when you're not working or not in there, make sure all the windows and the doors are kept shut to keep embers and stuff. If there was a wildfire to come through, to keep them from blowing in there. Same thing with equipment storage, you know, try to store your equipment on bare ground if possible. If not, make sure it's stored on areas that are mowed really short. Also think about what was the last thing that you did with that equipment, and you may want to clean it up, you know? So if you were running a mower and you mowed a lot, you got a lot of debris on your mower deck and stuff. You want to clean all that dry debris off, because that's just a place for a fire to get started, then possibly carry on into your equipment to do that.
What about producers that store lots of hay in a barn? You know, obviously that would be a fire hazard, but it also kind of needs to be stored there. Is there any sort of tips that they could do to help with that?
You know, the best thing to do, again, with hay is if you can, even if it's in a barn, keep that area mowed down short around it. Again, you know, it's not going to stop the embers in the air. There's nothing we can really do to do that if you can't close it up. But you can at least keep the surface fire from getting to it or being able to be easily extinguished. And so, you know, storing that hay in those places. And the other thing to remember is don't put all your hay in one spot. You know, a lot of times we do that out of convenience or things like that. But another thing you might need to check with is a lot of the insurance companies will only insure a haystack for a certain amount of value. And so, and if you store a lot more hay there and it's over that max value, they're only going to give you what that maximum value is, not what possibly you have stored there. So definitely check into that with your insurance, and also kind of spread your hay out because you don't want to lose it all with one fire.
Absolutely. Well, you know, lots of people have animals and livestock around their facilities. If you were to see a fire or kind of be in a fire danger situation, what do people do for like their livestock to kind of try and keep them safe and out of harm's way?
First and foremost, do not ever get in front of a fire, an oncoming fire. Again, it's not worth it, no matter, you know, what you're doing there. We've got to keep people safe and from out of the front of it. If it's safe to do it, you know, open some gates, cut a fence so that they will do that. Some other things to think about is as you're going through the winter and going through this time is, you know, put your salt, put your mineral in some corners where they can stomp it down, you know, and that way if they have to get to that corner, you know, the fire's not going to get to them or it's not going to be very intense. Or also your feed grounds, put your feed grounds along areas along the fence or something where they're going to stomp the fuel down so that there's not a whole lot of fuel there and it gives them a place to get away from so that you have a little less concern about what's going on out there.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned about Oklahoma having like fire danger seasons, but it seems like this year's even worse just because we haven't had any rain. Are you finding that as well?
Yes. You know, and again, we're seeing that, you know, a lot of times you can always tell whenever things start to really get dry in Oklahoma, you just drive up and down the highways and interstates and you'll always see little spot fires where stuff has started fires on the side of the highway. And that's definitely a telltale sign that things are getting dry. And, you know, we're seeing that been popping up for several months here along roadsides and stuff. And so, you know, we just got to be careful and keep an eye out, you know, for stuff that's going on and just think of just do a little bit of pre-planning and pre-thought to keep everybody safe and keep your property safe.
And give us a few tips, because I know that there's certain things like, I know I've heard, you know, obviously you don't throw cigarette butts out the window, but what are some other things that people can just do daily as a group that we can all kind of do to make sure we're trying to prevent fires?
You know, think about, you know, beforehand, do I really need to burn this or do anything, you know, with this, you know, think that through. It's, you know, it's not worth what you're doing. You know, if you're going to have to weld, you know, you're going to have to do some grind, do anything that makes a possible ignition source, you know, make sure you've got bare ground around it, make sure you got something to extinguish. Don't do it on days that are extremely windy. You know, just a little bit of pre-thought, you know, on those kind of things. You know, there's some things that we can't stop or help. You know, there's been a lot of wildfires started in this state through dragging mufflers, you know, tires getting blown out and causing sparks, chains dragging on trailers and things like that, that are, you know, kind of incidental contact things that, you know, that we can't stop or do. But again, just make sure all your equipment, you know, if you're hauling stuff, make sure everything, all the chains are hooked up, everything's good, bearings are good, all that stuff as we're going down the roads.
What is the time frame for fire season in Oklahoma?
You know, we can have wildfires every month of the year. Typically, the biggest amount of fire typically occurs, you know, during that dormant season. Once everything goes dormant, we get our first really hard freeze and everything dries out. You know, the major months are November through March. With actually historically March being one of the biggest wildfire months, one of the main, going again, the main reason for that is that March is the windiest month of the year here in Oklahoma. You can look at the climatological data and we get the highest amount of winds and the highest average wind speeds are during the month of March. And again, that just makes it more difficult for people to control fires and, you know, helps fires spread a whole lot easier with those high winds.
Well, John, we're about to get into Christmas and you know, all the kids are going to be opening all those presents and the parents are going to be like, where am I supposed to put all this stuff? And so it's going to come to mind that we could set it all on fire, but you're saying, nope, not today.
Not today. Not, you know, not with the conditions that we've got, you know, again, make sure it's everything is safe. is absolutely before we do anything.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
You bet. Glad to help out, and I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.